chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. I'm beyond excited to have Jim Bechtold on the show today. Jim is the Chief Innovation and Impact Officer of the CEO Forum. If you like this episode today, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a 5-star rating. Jim, I have been looking so forward to spending this time with you. You and I met through CEO Forum, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But you have just become such a dear friend, and just there's so much I admire about you. And I just know that you're going to have so much insight and wisdom and leadership tips to share with our listeners today. So I just thank you so much for making the time to be on the show.
Lisa, it is an honor to come alongside of you. You are a hero in our world. And when I get to support someone like you, who's making a major difference in the world, I want to do it.
Well, we have so much to talk about. So I just want our listeners to understand who we're talking to here. Jim was an executive at P&G for over 20 years. He was the VP GM of multiple organizations, did a lot of different things. We'll get into that. He led the strategy for the See Her movement, which I really want to talk about, and was the co-designer for the gender equality measure. And I want to talk about that. He also was the co-founder of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati. That church now is 35,000 members, 10 different locations, one of the fastest growing churches in America. I mean, it's just amazing. He has a PhD, but listen, that's all the things that you've done. But here's how you describe yourself. I am a nobody from nowhere.
It's true.
But I look at you and I look at the impact that you've made. I look at the bruise. I don't know that I know too many people that bring as much brilliance and passion and intentionality to the world as you. And yeah, I just want people to understand these are all the things that he's done. But here's a recent email that you sent to me, Jim. And I just want to highlight this. It is my honor to support you and your team. I'm here to support you. Just say the word. These were not just words in an email, Jim, because I have sent young people to you and said, Jim, this young person needs career advice. Would you meet with them? You meet with them. You have sent me podcast guests. You have done multiple connections for me. You've offered strategic advice and insight. It's just incredible. This is who you are, Jim. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to start with a really big question. What drives Jim Bechtold?
Well, first of all, the things that you said, I am humbled even further by it. And I'm betting all the folks listening to you can relate to the statement that we're nobodies from nowhere. When you say that, you understand it. My why is I understand who I am in God's eyes, that God loves me so much, just like he loves every single person who are listening to you today. And when you understand how much God loves you, all of a sudden scales start falling off your eyes and you start seeing things that maybe you never understood before. And so my why ties back to what am I grounded in? I'm grounded in the fact that there's a God. And that God loves me just like he loves every single person who's listening today. And if you understand that, it changes everything. In fact, I heard a statistic recently that 60% of people in the world do not feel like anybody loves them. That is crazy. And so I tell you my why so that the other people listening can nod their head and say, yeah, you know, I know someone who doesn't feel like anyone loves them. Well, maybe they'll get grounded too in understanding that there's a God above who loves them more than they could possibly imagine. And that changes everything.
I love that. So I want to get into PNG though. And I want to ask you a question about this too, Jim. Some of the most brilliant people I know started with a career at PNG. I mean, Kirk Perry, you, Jim Bechtold, Brian Wells, there's so many people at PNG. And I read something recently and it said, P&G is so much more than just iconic brands. I mean, we know P&G is Tide, Crest whitening strips, Pampers. There's so many different iconic brands, but it's so much more than that. In fact, it really is a leader-making machine. 3,000 CEOs and other senior-level execs that are leading companies today came from P&G. So, Jim, what's in the water?
That's an awesome way of saying it. I'd say the number one thing in the water has to do with a characteristic that they expect out of every single employee. And it's a factor that ties to humility, that you do not know more than everybody else. You are not smarter than everybody else. You need to be the greatest listener on the face of this earth. In fact, when I was going through general manager college, the teacher of it was A.G. Laffley. And he said, the most important thing I can tell you as the CEO of Procter & Gamble and you as a new general manager, it's all about the question that you ask. That's something extra for everyone listening to you today. What is your skill at asking questions? Because what you find is you get in a bubble and people aren't telling you what you actually need to know. So you have to learn the skill. And that's taught very, very early on how to think about analytics, how to think about specifics on data. And because of that, I think when you begin asking the right questions, you've just increased your odds of success in a profound manner. If you do that, I don't care what business you're in, you start asking the basic questions, and those questions become sophisticated in this sense. You get to truth. And when you're an executive and you get to truth, you just increased your odds of success. I'd say that's probably number one. P&Gers are humble people and they ask really spectacular questions.
Because if you ask the wrong question, you're going to get the wrong answer, right, Jim? And so important. Well, kind of in preparation, I had stumbled across the Lead with Love video that was released, I think, in 2020. That video brought me to my knees. It is so powerful.
Prior to us connecting this morning, I sent your folks a picture of the Christmas box that P&G's just sent to all of its employees and all of its retirees. And that box, the graphic on it, had one piece of information. It said, lead with love. This is a secular company, the number one advertiser in the world, who understands what's going on in the world. And they need people to buy their products. And the way that they do that is they have to be able to relate to who people are and what they're going through. The fact that this secular company would send out a holiday package that is admonishing every single person, no matter what their phase of life is, how they're connected to the company, their societies, their communities, you have to lead with love. And what does that practically mean? That idea about lead is putting others ahead of yourself. And it ties to an insight I have. So P&G sponsored my PhD, and my area of specialty was leadership. I wanted to understand if P&G at that point was rated the number one company in the world for leadership, I wanted to understand it at a DNA level. And here's the number one piece that I discovered in it, and everyone needs to catch this. 70% of the employees in all the companies that we looked at 20 years ago did not trust their boss. And I was so blown away by that statistic. And when I dug into the details of it and did further research on it, the discovery was employees do not feel like their boss cares about them. And they don't care about them because they don't know the name of their spouse. They don't know the name of their kids. They're sending emails. They're sending texts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, over the holidays, over their vacations. And the employees were like, I'm just a cog in the wheel. No one really cares about me. And I say that if you're a manager over somebody, your personal goal has to be, I'm going to show them love. And love means I'm going to respect them at such a level that they're going to know that. And this sounds manipulative, and I don't mean it to be so, but here's the result of it. When you show someone that you really care about them, in fact, you love them, guess how hard they work for that company? They understand that they're part of a team, and that team comes alongside each other in the most difficult moments. Yes, business has its difficult moments, but if you don't show that you care for them, if you don't love them, guess what they believe about you? That you're using them. And the result is you will never get the best from them. And so when I finished my PhD, that's what I wrote my dissertation on. And the chair of the board of P&G asked me to sit down and share that learning. And this is one of the greatest leaders I've ever known in the world. And he said to me, Jim, I don't even know how to think about this. And I said, this is the biggest opportunity for any CEO, any chair of the board I could ever speak to. Do your people care? Do they trust the people working for them? So for me personally, you asked about the language of love and how to think about love. It radically transformed how I treated my employees to the extent that I started doing research every single month with my direct reports, a 2-minute, 10-point question, and they had to rate me on how I was in terms of trust, how I took care of them, things that I had never even thought of asking. And Lisa, here's the key. For the first 6 months, they weren't telling me the truth, because they didn't believe that I was really serious about it. About month 12, they started really rating me on how I was about caring for them. That was the moment, I'm telling you, everything changed with my leadership. Everything changed with how do I show people that I care about them. And I could argue the results that I've received, some of the things you said up front, is a direct byproduct of people feeling like I care about them more than I care about, quote, what the company is asking for. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. We don't need to gloss over this. I feel like we need to let this message sink into our DNAs. I mean, it would be a great question to ask ourselves every day. How can I truly love my people? To your point, we don't really talk about that, Jim, in the marketplace. Southwest Airlines does. You know, Southwest Airlines has got it in their DNA.
Yes.
But I love P&G sent out this Christmas box with this lead with love. Boy, I'm telling you, if we go into our mindset every day, if we go into the day with that as our foundation, I think the world is going to change.
Lisa, you just nailed it. If you want to see the world change, whatever your perspective, whatever your vision of the world should be, your odds of accomplishing that, you personally could be a force for good. And if you are going to choose to love those people around you, and you're going to consider them more important than you consider yourself, I don't care what level you are, up through the CEO of the company, I don't care if you're at the entry point, you choose to do that, your odds of success went up in the most profound manner, much more so than your degree from Harvard, your experience at Pick the Company. You just got something extra. And if you do it, I guarantee you the impact on your family, on your community, on your work is going to profoundly change.
Very good. Well, Jim, we've got so much to talk about. I want to talk about See Her. I want to talk about leading our families. There's all kinds of things, but we do need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jim Bechtold.
Outstanding.
Let's face it, the future is mobile. There's a good chance that you are listening to this show right now on your phone. Have you explored how you can move your business mobile too? Our mobile apps team at Technology Partners makes it their mission to move our clients into the hands of their employees and customers and change their business processes to meet the demands of their users. Let's work together and build a dynamic mobile app for your team. Go to tpi.co/mobile apps and get the conversation started about how we can help you get your new application off the ground. So welcome back, everyone. So Jim, I really wanted to kind of dig into this a little bit. I know that you were the co-leader of the ANA's See Her movement. You were also the co-designer of GEM and the gender equality measure. I want to talk about both of those, but on the See Her, this is something that I think that you wrote: driving an accurate representation of women and girls is good for society and it's good for business. So can you dig in a little bit and tell our listeners more about the See Her initiative?
I am betting those who are listening to you today, if they have any engagement in media, if they have any engagement in advertising and marketing, I would just strongly ask them, go online, check out See Her, check out seeher.com, check out what's called the Gender Equality Measure. It is a score that's been designed by this incredible company called ABX, and they're one of the top researchers in the world. They have discovered how to determine if there is bias against women in advertising, and it is incredibly important. You could, in fact, impact your ROI from an advertising standpoint by more than 30 points. There's no CFO in the world. If they heard me saying that, I controlled the largest media budget in the world, and I'm telling you what I discovered blew my mind. There is significant amount of bias in advertising against women, and here's just some of the facts. The number of women that are shown as doctors, lawyers, engineers, in key leadership positions in any form of media is profoundly small. Fortunately, it's changed over the past couple of years, but now I'll put back on my marketing hat and I'll tell you, when the majority of purchases in the United States and beyond are done by women and they do not see advertising that shows them represented, their daughters represented in the right light, they hold very angry attitudes toward those advertisers. And I would strongly encourage folks, do not trust your own opinion on this. You must bring in experts in this. It's why the ANA See Her initiative was launched. And at the end of the day, we impacted about $50 billion worth of advertising. We launched the initiative at the White House in the Obama administration. When they heard what we were doing, the head of STEM saw the connection for how advertising and how it portrays to young women will ultimately lead to what they choose to do with their life. And so we brought all the key advertisers to the White House. We laid out the data, we laid out the facts and said, folks, if you only care about improving your business results, please use this GEM score. Do not trust yourself in this conversation. And if you do that, you will dramatically improve through your standard creative agencies, through your media planners. And I cannot tell you the number of people who have gone through this process who have literally changed how they do advertising. And the result is their advertising effectiveness goes up. Who doesn't want that? Now, the second part of it is, who out there is not concerned with how women are treated? Let's just say it from a societal standpoint. If you want to be a good person, you want to be a force for good, and you have any ability to impact business, you better make sure that how you're advertising treats people with the highest level of respect. If you do that, then you get to be a force for good. And it ties back to the first part of our conversation. When you show people that you know them, that you care about them, guess what they do? They reward you. And since the vast majority of all purchases are done by women in the U.S., don't be stupid.
Well, I know there was a commercial around for the Super Bowl in 2015, I think, Jim. It was called Like a Girl or something like that. I mean, it is so important to put these visuals out there because, you know, you can't be what you can't see. So you say, if you can see her and you can hear her, you can be her. We've got to put those role models out there. And so anything we can do to steer media in a more positive light is going to be a good use of our time.
Yes, right on.
This kind of is a segue, and then I want to get into a couple of other things, but you are the Chief Innovation and Impact Officer of the CEO Forum. And I know the forum is doing a lot around this area too, and trying to influence the culture, not just in media, but also in gaming. I mean, gaming is not going away. So how can we get more positive results from what's already happening?
So the first example I would give you, I'll tie back to your statement about Like a Girl. It may be the greatest ad campaign that Procter & Gamble ever did, and it was led by Edgar Sandoval. I bring up Edgar because Edgar is now CEO of World Vision. And because of what his understanding of what he saw through his work at P&G, ultimately, it led him to want to be a force for good, to literally change the world for every single kid through World Vision. I tell you that because when you see Like a Girl and they start off showing you how a girl throws and kicks and talks and walks and acts, you see that it's a joke. That's not how it is. And yet when they show a young girl that she can do anything, she'll go and do everything. And so when you look at our world today and you see the level of despair that's happening in culture, to hit your second point, this big thing about what's really happening in culture, you cannot sit on your hands and do nothing. And so you brought up video gaming. Here's my example. If you're under the age of 20, the stats that recently came out said that 24% of all kids under the age of 20 that play video games are addicted to video games. That's a pretty profound issue. If you looked at video games, you would see that how do video games showcase, let's use girls as an example, as heroes, as winners, as leading our world through fun games. How does that happen? It doesn't. And so one of the things that we're looking at is, look, we're serious about the culture and we know what drives culture. All forms of technology, all forms of media tied to technology. In fact, everyone who's gone through COVID over the last year and a half, they know exactly what I'm talking about. As the major schools all went Zoom, all used technology, all are using phones. Well, if that's true there, then just take a step back and look at the amount that kids are involved on their phone through all the different tech platforms and ask yourself which one are showing kids how to be heroes. If we don't do that as a generation, we're going to have some pretty serious issues. So I just say, look, okay, those who are in positions of power and authority and you can make a difference, especially in technology, please do it, because our kids need amazing examples in all forms of entertainment, all forms of media, all forms of video gaming for what heroes should look like. If you do that, the business opportunities, I will tell you, they are crazy good.
Well, you guys as a family, you guys are big adventure loving people. So I know that you took an adventure at the end, I believe, of 2019 or beginning of 2020. You know, you had something pretty serious happen last year. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that and what you learned?
So the experience that I went through, we were in Cuba. Yes, we love adventure. And the reason why our family does adventure, another something extra, if you don't give your kids adventure, they will find it. And you will likely not be happy with what they find. I just say, because I know the adventures I did in high school and college. And I look back on many of those and I'm not proud of them. So my learning was, as a parent, I am going to find the greatest adventures for my kids. Despite the fact that the U.S. State Department said no Americans should be in Cuba, we went. And we were having an absolute crazy, awesome blast in Cuba. And I got so sick, didn't know what it was. The long and short of it was I had kidney failure. And I was incredibly fortunate to be able to get back to the U.S. The idea of being an American in a Cuban hospital at the moment which the State Department is saying no Americans should be there was quite concerning for my family. And so I get back to the U.S., make a long story short, the doctors are like, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. No issues. Because I had run 1,500 miles the year before. And all of a sudden, they're saying, your kidneys, there's something wrong. And it gets worse. And I go into failure. And then I'm in dialysis. And while I'm in dialysis, Lisa, my blood will not go through the machine. And the average life expectancy at that point is like 14 days. And so the nurse at the dialysis center in the hospital is freaking out. And I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start praying. We're going to pray that God would do a miracle because quite frankly, I need one right now. And now it happens that my daughter was in nursing school at the time. So when she holds up my blood, it's all coagulated. I said, ma'am, can I take a picture to show my daughter what my state is? Because I think she'd really appreciate knowing this. And the nurse is like, okay, I'll show it. You can take the picture. And I then start praying. 3 hours later, my blood is going through the machine. And that nurse comes back and I tell her, I said, hey, I just prayed this. A miracle just happened. And she said, sir, don't jinx this. And I start laughing. And 2 days later, I'm back in the dialysis center. And I said to the nurse, hey, do you remember me? I'm the guy that was sitting in that chair over there whose blood wouldn't go through that machine. And she said, sir, that did not happen. I said, ma'am, here's the picture of your hand on my blood on my phone. And I show it to her. And she's like, it didn't happen. And it led to this incredible situation. And this was one of my big life learnings. The life learning was they were going to do an operation on me. And they said, because you have kidney failure, you get no anesthesia.
Oh my goodness.
And the nurse is telling me how terrible it's going to be. Now, here's what this nurse did. She showed me one of the greatest acts of leadership and love I have ever seen in my life. So she's telling me how awful and horrific it's going to be. And the surgeon comes in. And the second before the surgeon starts on me, the nurse grabs my hand. And she holds it so tight, it hurts my hand. She had told me the truth, and now she's showing me love. To the extent that when that operation was over, I couldn't remember the pain. All I could think about was no one in my life had ever held my hand like that. And I felt like it was this God moment where he's like, Jim, you're really great at telling people the truth. Now you need to be really great, just like that nurse was in her leadership, where she held your hand so tight that you now know what love is. So in the future, before you ever show someone what truth is, you have to be prepared that you're going to love on them, just like that nurse in a really awful moment was prepared to love on you. And I'll tell you a practical example, Lisa, how that played out. I was talking to a key business leader in the U.S., and I shared that story. And in the course of the conversation, they were telling me that they had to let one of their top officers go. And I asked them how they were going to love on that person. I understand you need to let the person go, and it's going to be really painful, and you're going to tell them truth. But what does love look like in this? Are you going to help them to the point at which they will get a job because you're going to come alongside of them? And it led to one of the greatest conversations that I've had with that person. So I tell you, at the end of my odyssey, yes, I am fine. The doctors don't know what happened. They speculate that maybe I had COVID before anyone knew about COVID and it caused my kidneys to fail. Who knows? All I can tell you is a year and a half later, I don't have kidney failure. But what I do have is an understanding that I hope all your listeners really grasp. Truth needs love. And when in your moment of leadership and you're talking to people, you give them love and they will grow from it. And they'll even look back at that moment in life and they'll thank you for it, as I've done.
That is such a beautiful leadership lesson, Jim. And you know what? When you go through these things, that is not fun. But you truly can look back and go, I'm glad I went through that because I learned that valuable lesson.
Yes.
That you will take with you for the rest of your life, Jim, and you're going to share it with other people.
Well, I would say make it really personal. How I talk to my wife is different. How I talk to my kids are different. How I talk to community leaders is different. I do not just tell them and respond with truth. I think first, hold on. When I give them this information, they need to know truth. I'm not holding back on truth, but they also need to know in the answer to that, that I care about them and I'm going to help them as they have to experience the pain that so often is brought by truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, you know, this is something extra. What do you believe is the something extra that every leader needs? And I think you've already touched on a lot of them here.
I think I probably have. One thing that I'll say from a business standpoint, forget all the other things I've said. I think they're obviously important. But if you only care about business, I'll give you one thing to focus on. What I learned from the greatest marketing company in the world is understand your entry points and your change points. P&G understands this better than anybody else, I think, in the world. And here's the example. The change point that P&G discovered when a woman becomes pregnant, literally the day she finds out she's pregnant, everything about her changes. I was the Pampers general manager. And what I discovered, I don't care where that woman was in the world. I don't care what the faith of the woman was. I don't care what the background, education, the moment they found out that they were pregnant, all they cared about was that kid. And so how they thought about products, services, goods, it changed in that moment and a door opened. I'm not trying to be manipulative here. I'm just trying to tell you, if you understand from your business, what is the entry point and the change point through which your client went through and they make their life decisions, I guarantee you it is not all about money. It is about an experience that they've had. And the obvious change point is, a woman who gets pregnant thinks about all the consumer products that she's going to purchase differently. But when someone gets married, when their kid first goes to school, when someone passes away in their family, doors open. And if you as a marketer understand that that door just opened, how might you communicate to them in a way in which they're now open to hear your message? The effectiveness of your advertising is unparalleled. So I share that as a business example. So you want to increase your odds of success, know your entry point, know your change point, and you will dramatically increase your business output. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I love it, Jim. I love it. Well, tell me this. I mean, what are you really excited about now? And is there a way for our listeners to get involved or a word of wisdom that you want to leave with our listeners? Whatever you want to talk about, Jim, this is your time.
Well, you and I are connected through the CEO Forum. And the thing that I would say about the CEO Forum, it's an incredible organization that is serious about faith, and it's serious about seeing the top leaders not only transform personally, but also transform the world. And the area that we've observed that needs the greatest transformation and the greatest help is our culture. There are a series of initiatives. If anyone out there feels as if they have expertise, they have goods, they have services that are really outstanding in any of the following areas: education. Specifically, if you have tech skills and you have an interest in seeing education brought through technology, and I'll say specifically through your phone, we believe that that is going to transform the world. And one of our key initiatives literally is to allow every kid in the world to have a world-class education through their phone. Beyond that, there are other cultural connections, whether it's video gaming, any form of media, podcast, radio, old school media, old school programming. We're helping to connect people who have both passion for it, skills in those areas, and they're not sure how to launch that. We try to come along people who are really serious about being a force for good and helping them. So Lisa, as your listeners connect back through you and you want to connect them to me, I am happy to come alongside and see what connections we can make, because our hands, I turn them up, they're open. We're not looking to make money off of this. We're looking to change the world so that every kid in the world has a better life opportunity.
You know what? Again, these are not just words. I've seen Jim Bechtold time and time again. He's serious about this. So yeah, I do. I hope that we have listeners that reach out, and together we're better. I mean, one person, it's hard. But, you know, I always say you can change your corner of the world. You may not be able to change the whole world, but all of us can do something. But boy, when we come together collectively, Jim,
yes,
and we bring all of our something extras into the room collectively, you talk about a force multiplier.
That is so outstanding. So folks, here's how you can help. If you would think about 10 people that you know who have a heart toward being a positive force in the world, would you ask them to listen? And would you ask them to consider passing on her talk so that it's not 100, 1,000, 10,000 people. We want millions of people hearing this, because if they hear what Lisa has to say, message after message after message, you know what they're going to find? Hope. And if you think people need hope, then I would ask you, write down the names of those people and please ask them to tune in and ask them to share, so that when they have their moments where they're not sure where to turn, I'm betting that there's a force for good, and maybe God himself is going to use one of these podcasts to give them hope.
Thank you, Jim. You have to be one of my favorite people in the world, and I mean that with every ounce of my being. So thank you again, my friend, for being on the show today. I appreciate you. I cannot wait for our listeners to get all this good stuff that you've presented today. Thank you.
It is my honor. Thank you, Lisa. Let's go be a force for good.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.